getting on board the G&M Family Market phone line and saying hello to our friend Charlotte Wilder of SB Nation. Charlotte, good afternoon.
Hey, Rich, how are you?
I'm great. It's good to have you back on with us. You've been busy since last we spoke. How did the move go?
The move was great. I drove a U-Haul van safely from Washington, D.C. to New York City and managed to unload my stuff and return the van without killing anybody else or myself. So I thought it was a real win on that front.
That's huge. Yeah, because there's nothing worse for my money than moving. I hate it.
No, it's terrible. I mean, I was so thrilled to be moving to New York. I have a ton of family and friends here, so I was very excited about it as far as moves go, but the actual logistics of it are just a total pain to actually execute.
Well, you have it behind you now, and we can focus on bigger things and better things. I have a confession to make, though.
Yes, Rich.
I have never watched an episode of The Bachelor, so... Could you give me a tutorial so I can understand what happened and maybe enough to make me want to watch next time around?
Sure. So my whole thing is at The Bachelor Sports, as you well know. I write the recap for SB Nation. And honestly, the show drives me absolutely insane. I think these people are totally nuts to go on it. They clearly, you can find love other ways now, right? Like Tinder exists. You don't have... It's not 2000 anymore. You don't have to go on a reality show. So clearly it's more like a fame Instagram follower grab, which I also, I'm here for that. But basically, The Bachelor this season was a guy named Nick who's been on the show twice before and gotten rejected by women. And he finally ended up with someone. So it was a happy ending, I guess. But, now we're on to... The Bachelorette in a few months, that's going to start up. So like any sports league worth its salt, we got a little bit of an off season, can regroup a little bit and go from there.
Now, I did this based on some of your tweets about it. I did tune in briefly one night and watched, I'm not sure of her name. Was it Amanda who was on this year?
No.
No, there was Vanessa, a blonde woman.
With an
attitude, with a really bad attitude.
Corinne,
yes.
Corinne, that's who you're thinking of.
Wow.
I know. It was a lot.
It was, but see now, and I don't know if, I take this as, I intend it as a compliment, but reading your summaries and reading your tweets about it has actually made me want to tune in next season.
Well, thank you. Part of the reason I do it is so that you can... be caught up with the water cooler talk without having to actually watch this trash TV show. So you might want to just stick to let me do the work for you. But it's definitely entertaining. And I guess there are worse ways to spend your Monday night.
Well, I feel like it's the old, like watching a car accident. You want to look away, but you can't help yourself.
Oh, total train wreck the entire time. Mm. Glorious.
On to other things, and I need to know from you, based on your expertise, if the Israeli baseball team's mascot is indeed the best ever.
Oh, I mean, I thought it was so delightful, it's a mensch, which in Yiddish, I'm Jewish, and my family would say, he's such a mensch. He's a good guy, or he's a good dude, and that's what their mascot is, and he looks like a rabbi, and he's a human mascot who doesn't totally make you want to run screaming in the other direction. Israel might have gotten knocked out of the World Baseball Classic by Japan, but they sure have their mascot going for them.
We're talking with Charlotte Wilder of SB Nation. March Madness is here in full bloom. Are you into it? Do you like the early rounds better than the later rounds? What's your overall thought on this crazy event?
Oh, yeah, I'm super into it. I spent last week at the ACC tournament and covered Duke's games pretty quickly, pretty extensively, because they went on that incredible four-game winning streak. And it was really what they needed to do if they were going to tell people they were going to be a real contender in the NCAA tournament. But I love the early games. I mean, we're all sitting around in the office today watching them. The Princeton-Notre Dame game was a total nail-biter, came down to that last shot. And if he'd gone to the basket, if he hadn't felt the need to shoot a three, maybe Princeton would have pulled off that upset, which would have been pretty amazing. But, you know, UNC Wilmington was really fun too. And it's just so exciting to see these guys get their moment in the sun. And college athletics can be such garbage in terms of how they treat players. But, you know, March Madness is just a total blast to me.
Have you got an underdog that you're pulling for?
Is there an underdog I'm pulling for? Not totally. You know, I think, yeah, I didn't, you know, I went to Colby College in Maine, shout out. so I didn't really grow up with any real affiliation in college sports. So for me, it's just fun to, you know, watch the drama unfold. And you asked, you know, do I like early rounds versus later rounds? And I think that they're all so compelling for different reasons. There's the chaos of the early stages where everything is sort of an oh my god moment, and then as you get into the later games, you kind of get invested in the players and in the storylines and the narratives, and then it's just sort of heartbreak and elation for the final few games.
I'm you know, up here because we're in America East Country, where nobody goes very far. But you know, we're kind of pulling for those Vermont Catamounts to upset Purdue in the first round.
Oh god, wouldn't that be great?
We would love that.
I would love that. Yeah, so there you go. There's my answer. Vermont right. is my Cinderella hope.
So you mentioned you grew up here in New England and went to school in Colby. You were in Washington. Now you're in New York City. How do you what do you do to get a taste of home? Is it watching a sporting event? Is it something you like to eat? What is it that makes you go, oh yeah, this is what I missed about being back in New England?
That's a good question. I was at a bar the other night and I got a Narragansett beer. That helped. No, I think, you know, it's definitely sports, like NFL season, you know, watch the Pats religiously. Baseball is coming up. Definitely, you know, I feel going to bars where that, you know, a Red Sox bar or a Patriots bar there, it's nice to be around other people who are like, oh yeah, like, We don't live there either, but, you know, we totally know what you mean when you talk about this one specific place in Boston or, you know, that one lobster shop you love. And I also go home a fair amount, and especially when it gets nicer, I spend more time in Maine in the summer. But, yeah, I mean, I kind of miss it. It's, going back makes you realize it's really where you're from and how much that matters. And, you know, I think that I'm happy I'm not there right now, just because for my career and where I am in my life, it makes more sense. But there's no place like New England, in my professional opinion.
Now, can you let us behind the curtain? Any projects coming up that you're working on? Because we love your writing. It's so good, so smart, so funny. What have you got that's in the weeks ahead that you're planning on?
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I think I might have some stuff around the Kentucky Derby that I'm working on. I think I'm going to be heading down there. Not totally sure yet, but it's looking likely. We have our baseball preview coming out, which is sort of centered on the future of baseball. And I have some things that a few pieces I'm going to be writing for that. I think next week it'll publish. Tracking March Madness, sort of any of the surprising things that come along. And then a few other features that I'm going to keep under my belt for now, because I'm worried about jinxing them. But
absolutely.
You can look forward to the same sort of scatterbrain stuff that hopefully brings somewhat of a smile.
I can't wait for it. Now, listen, we do this thing every year. It's just for fun. We call it Downtown Madness to tie into March Madness, and we have people vote for their favorite guests on the show, and it's gone crazy every year. First year we did it, we had 250,000 hits on our Facebook page, which we thought is
amazing.
Oh, it's nuts. It's nuts. Last year, our winner, overall winner, was John O'Hurley, Jay Peterman from Seinfeld.
Okay.
And so we've rolled out this year's, and you are in it. As a first-timer, you're in the national bracket, and this will go up on the website later tonight. And your opening round opponent, it's a tough field in the national side. You're up against Joe Posnanski of NBC Sports.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I got to get my buds to vote for me, huh?
Absolutely. Rally the troops. We'll put it out on social media later this afternoon or early evening. But you had to be in the field. You're already a fan favorite around here.
Oh, my God. Well, thank you so much, Rich. I'm not sure I deserve that, but I will gladly take it.
Always a delight to talk with you. Charlotte Wilder, SB Nation. Thanks for being with us again, Charlotte. We'll talk soon.
That sounds great. Thanks for having me on, Rich.